What School Leaders Need to Know About Digital Technologies and Social Media. Authors: Scott McLeod and Chris Lehman. Education Reform in the Age of the Internet. This summary is meant to introduce you to many of the most useful tools and concepts for educational settings, so you can decide, along with teachers and students and parents, which ones make the most sense for your school. Whether it is the expansion of social networking technologies, the power of digital media creation tools, or the ability to publish to the world instantly, our students and teachers have access to more information than ever before. Blogs. When teachers and students blog, they are able to actively engage audiences outside the usual classroom time boundaries. Blogs are simple to set up, edit, and publish, and they allow for interaction through the comments section open to audience that is a standard part of the process, thus creating two-way conversations. Different than simply keeping a notebook or diary of writing for a single audience, blogs can be public, commented on, and safely moderated before comments are published. This means that educators can provide authentic opportunities for their students to simultaneously analyze, evaluate, and create content that is immediately published for a global audience. Wikis. There are a multitude of possible uses for wikis in education. In the classroom, students can employ it in writing their lesson summaries, collaborative notes, and do projects assigned to them via wikis. With wikis, students can learn to cooperate with colleagues and share feedback. Outside the classroom, skilled and effective implementation of wikis by campus leaders can be critical for anyone seeking to work smarter and not harder. Wikis provide educational leads with easy-to-use tools for archiving work, managing documentation and information, and facilitating effective team collaboration. Podcasts and webinars. Podcasts are usually audio or video files shared online and subscribable within software called a podcatcher or podcast client. Podcasts are sometimes called non-streamed webcasts because they are pre-recorded and do not require a live internet connection. Webinars are webcasts that take place live and require participants to use an internet-connected computer. This permits each individual to respond to presenter polls, add feedback as well as questions in provided text chat areas, and participate directly in discussions using a microphone and webcam if permitted by the webinar administrator. When a webinar is recorded and linked within a web feed for download within a channel of content, that recorded file has technically become a podcast. RSS and RSS readers. The best kept secret in the new learning world, Real Simple Syndication, or RSS, a powerful tool that was originally built for blogs, RSS gives us the ability to subscribe for free to as many feeds of information as we think we can handle, bringing all the latest news together in one easy-to-manage spot, either online or off. Digital video. Through the use of online video sharing sites such as YouTube, student work has the potential to gain an audience that extends far beyond the teacher and the four walls of the classroom. The idea of integrating video production into the curriculum is not to create a new curriculum, but to instead find ways of incorporating production projects into what teachers are already teaching. Short videos can take the place of oral reports and final papers, or they can supplement these projects. Either way, teachers should understand that when done right, making a video can be much more work than a final paper. Teachers must model all parts of the movie-making process, beginning with brainstorming filmable ideas and continuing with how to storyboard and write in script format. There are several places to post videos online. Movies posted on YouTube have the potential to gain the biggest real-world audience. Social bookmarking. Social bookmarking allows you to share your favorite links and bookmarks with your friends and colleagues. Social bookmarking starts with choosing a service that will help you gather resources and make them easily accessible and shareable with others. No matter which tool you use, the first step after saving a website is to decide on how you want to categorize it for easy retrieval later. Once your library starts to fill up, it can become hard to find a link that was saved months earlier. Using keywords or tags helps with this task. For instance, tagging a bookmark with a keyword such as Web 2.0 for a site about Web 2.0 tools will help you find it later. To assist you, the service you choose will likely offer you either a toolbar or bookmarklet that you can easily add to your browser. Social bookmarking puts students behind the wheel in the information gathering process for a project or assignment, or when exploring a question. Teachers also can track a student's progress in collecting resources and address any misconceptions or faulty resources. The resources that a student or student group collects and shares using social bookmarking tools don't disappear once the class, lesson, or project is over. Students can begin to build a comprehensive library of resources that they can take with them and even add to later. Online mind mapping. Mind mapping is a way of making your thoughts visible through the use of charts, graphs, graphic organizers, and timelines. Whether it is being used for instruction or for collaborative work, mind mapping allows learners to process complex and dynamic thoughts or concepts. Mind mapping also provides an efficient means of communicating those ideas to others. The benefits of the mind mapping tools that are online is that you can create a permanent and portable version of those visuals. By making the record portable and accessible, online participants in a brainstorming session can work from multiple locations on the same project. Collaborative online mind mapping tools also provide online educators with an effective instructional strategy, usually best employed in a face-to-face learning environment. Using a free online tool for mind mapping affords the authors of the mind map the option to publish their work and share it with vast audiences on the internet. Twitter. Creative teachers everywhere use Twitter's free global network to facilitate communication between classrooms, bring outside experts into lesson conversations, and provide updates on school happenings to interested parents and community members. Twitter's instantaneous yet asynchronous nature makes it ideal for collaborations and communications, whether they are across the hall, across town, or across the globe. Where to start in taking control? You start where your community is, which means having conversations with students and parents of your school to find out which social networks they use and if they would feel comfortable having the school use those social networks to stay in contact. Facebook and YouTube are great starting points, but there are many social networks out there and your school community might be using something different. This conversation also needs to be ongoing. Social networking environments are moving very quickly. Keeping lines of communication open with your community is vital to know where you need to be as a school to take control of your school's digital profile. One suggestion is to hire a social network community manager. Trying to control all these networks while doing a day-to-day job is almost impossible. Schools now and then. Today, several forces have begun to break down the walls separating technology and content knowledge. New media and digital technologies enable the same content to flow through many different channels and assume many different forms. We are currently in a prolonged transition in which various technologies compete and collaborate in search of stability that seems to always be beyond our reach. It is important for all of us to consider the human and educational purposes being served by technology integration.